Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It's gotta suck when you already know that when you're gonna see the family at Thanksgiving or Christmas or special occasions, it's gonna be the same story every single time. You're gonna be bombarded by pressure. Your parents are gonna tell you that you're not doing it right because you're not doing it their way. And our phone screener, Jackson Kim, has done this time and time again with his family and was just over it.
Yeah, this year was a little bit different than normal because this year's been a little bit tumultuous, to say the least, when it comes to my career. I got let go from a job earlier this year. Now I'm working here in morning radio.
God forbid.
I know. Step down.
You loser.
Yeah, so it's been a non-traditional path, to say the least. And so I was really kind of not looking forward to Thanksgiving this year because, you know, when catching up with all of your relatives and, you know, cousins, aunts, uncles, you just know you're going to be thrown into the, you know, the wolf's den with a gauntlet of questions that are going to come your way. And I just didn't really want to go through that.
And I was joking with Jackson and Mo a little bit also, because I do think there is a bit of a cultural difference here. Because, like, with white families, you can step in the house and go, not this year. Everybody leave me alone. That would be impossible in a Korean family, though, right?
Completely impossible. And, I mean, the second I walked in the door, it started. So,
really?
Yeah.
But we tried to prepare you because you brought us questions that you thought your family members might ask, and we tried to give you the answers that would get them to STFU.
Exactly. I came in with the questions that I anticipated, and a lot of them were hit on.
Which
was nice that I had this sort of arsenal of ammunition in my back pocket of things that I needed to say, right? So it ended up being actually okay.
You know what we should have done is just presented him with an FAQ page.
Laminated in case you get any gravy on it.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been a bad idea, honestly.
See page 3.
Yeah, so I walked in the door, and fortunately, I actually showed up Wednesday to my grandparents' house a little earlier because to try and avoid some of the crazy Thanksgiving traffic around here. And so that ended up working in my favor because there were already a few of my aunts and uncles that were there. And so I was able to kind of like ease into it, but get like a bunch of them out of the way at once because they were all kind of sitting around in the kitchen. The big thing that I didn't want to do was have the same conversation over and over and over and over as the week went on. And so it was kind of nice that they were all there like at once at the beginning. And
it feels like an interrogation.
Yeah.
It's an inquisition.
It absolutely is. They went through like my sister first, asking her all of her questions. And then it was like, all right, Jackson, like on to you now. Like, here we go. Like, what's going on in your life?
So let me ask you the question here. As a guy that's never been in this situation really before, because my parents mostly didn't care. So is it them catching up and it feels like it's an inquisition, or what's the tone difference, or what? I'm missing something in translation.
It's them catching up, but are in a very nosy way about the way that things are going. And all of my aunts and uncles are extremely successful in their own right. And so they just want to make sure, like, you know, their intentions are good. It just comes across very aggressively, I think. And so the first questions
they
were...
They want to make sure you're not tarnishing the family name.
They're like wanting to make sure that like I'm taking care of myself, you know? And so...
Please tell me you didn't get the weight question.
I did not get the weight question, but it did come up because of the whole, you know, motivation by humiliation thing that we have going on right now. And so that was a big point of conversation as well. So that kind of strayed the question towards the fun aspect of it, which was nice. But yeah, it started out with just like, what are you doing? Like, what does
that's
your
the literal
job,
question.
What are you doing?
Like right now? My life?
Be a little
tomorrow?
Right? Like, this is such a foreign world for them. So they have just no idea. So they're like, oh, like, what's your title? And like, what does that even mean? Like, phone screener, producer, like, what are you even doing for them? What does that look like? And so I kind of gave them the rundown of like, you know, what it was. And I think the biggest thing that I took away from y'all's answers that you, you know, helped provide with me before is that the big questions were like, why radio right now? Like, mm-hmm. that seems like something that's like on its way out. And so the biggest thing that I was pushing on them was the fact that, like, you know, we've made this big shift into podcasting that's ended up being super successful. So it's not just the radio aspect of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that ended up actually being really good. And I think the biggest thing that I honestly took away from this entire thing was that I'm definitely my biggest critic, because at the end of all these conversations, the majority of the answers that I got and responses that I got were like, we're really happy for you, and it kind of seems like you found your thing. Like, whoa, this is really cool.
Wow.
And I don't know how much of that was smile and nod and say yes and just, you know, appease me, and how much of it was genuine, but it felt good like that, because, you know, towards the end of the weekend, I was making, some self-deprecating comments here and there about like, oh, except for me, like, a conversation came up about like, oh, to my parents, like, oh, you know, you did all you could, to set them up for success, and they're, you know, your kids are doing fine. And I made like a joke, like, oh, not me kind of thing. And mm-hmm. they were all like, no, it's fine. Like, you're being too hard on yourself. So it actually ended up being really good.
Oh, so that's a good strategy right there. As soon as you go in there, you just start beating yourself up.
Exactly.
You're like, no, sweetie, you're doing good.
And then they wait for you to leave the room so they can talk about you.
Yeah, there was a couple of eavesdropping that I heard of like, oh, that sounds like a really crazy thing. And I was just like, I'm just going to ignore that and just assume that they're thinking the best of me.
All right, so at the end of the day, it sounded like it was successful.
It definitely was.
Okay, and maybe this is paving the way for the next time you guys are hanging out that it's the same type deal.
Exactly.
It'll just
exactly.
be in a couple of weeks. Yay!
Yeah. Except this is my other side of the family, so it's going to be all over again.
Get it? The Burt Show.